Here's your instant analysis of the Browns' 31-10 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers at First Energy Stadium, and it's brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Well, the Browns dominated a football game over their arch rival, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and sent the crowd home happy after dismantling the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-10. Early on, it looked like the Steelers would control this football game as they were running the ball at will, but could not put points on the board other than a field goal by Sean Swaysome in the first quarter. So the Browns' bend but don't break defense held up to keep them in the game, and then the Browns' offense took over, making big play after big play. It was Brian Hoyer connecting on two huge pass plays to Jordan Cameron, one of 51 yards for a touchdown, another 42-yarder. Also, Travis Benjamin with a 31-yard catch and run today. Jim Dre, the other tight end, with a 31-yard grab. And Taylor Gabriel continues to make big plays for the Browns. He grabbed one for 24 yards. So Brian Hoyer, again, doing a little bit more than managing the football game. 8 of 17 doesn't sound great, but for big yards, 217 yards on those eight completions, one touchdown, that of course to Jordan Cameron, no interceptions, no fumbles, he was only sacked once. He continues to take care of the football and be the leader of this offense. When you go back to last year, 3-0 as a starter, this year 3-2 as a starter, so the sample size grows bigger. Brian Hoyer, now in eight starts for the Browns, is 6-2 as the starting quarterback, and he is the undisputed leader of this offense. Another solid game on the ground for the Cleveland Browns as that offensive line, even though they lost Alex Mack to an ankle injury, don't know how serious it is. John Greco stepped in, did a nice job at center, and the ground game continued to rack up the yards. 38 carries on the ground today for the Cleveland Browns. 158 yards. That's a 4.2 yards per carry average. Ben Tate with a couple of touchdown runs as he ran for 78. Isaiah Crowell with 77 yards and a touchdown. So the Browns dominated the line of scrimmage in this game from the second quarter on as their D-line was banged up. They were short men. They still dominated the Steelers' offensive line, and the Browns' O-line dominated the Steelers' defensive line, and it was a total team effort today. Special teams came up with some big plays today as the Steelers' special teams faltered. Carlos Dansby with a big game, 11 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, and a sack. Buster Skrine, horrible last week, came up and played a solid game today. 3 tackles, 4 pass breakups, and an interception. Joe Hayden didn't practice hardly all week long. Went up against Antonio Brown, his nemesis. And while Brown had 118 receiving yards, he did not get into the end zone. So credit Joe Hayden, who had 4 tackles, 2 pass breakups, playing hurt, for coming up big for the Browns when they needed him today. And the Browns now improve to 3-2 on the season. And when you look at what's ahead for the Cleveland Browns, a very favorable schedule coming up here in the near future for the Cleveland Browns. They're at Jacksonville next week. Then they have the Raiders and Tampa Bay at home, so very possible that the Browns could head into that big Thursday night game in Cincinnati on November 6th with a 6-2 record. I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself and everything like that, but when you look at the schedule, it's very favorable for the Browns. They need to build off of this win just like they built off last week's come-from-behind win over Tennessee, so it's possible. Worst case scenario, I would say the Browns are 5-3 going into that Cincinnati game. Best case scenario, 6-2, and when you look at the AFC North right now, Cincinnati ends up tying today at home against the Carolina Panthers as Mike Nugent misses a field goal in overtime. The Bengals now 3-1-1 on the year. The Ravens a big winner today. They're 4-2. The Browns are 3-2. The Steelers fall to 3-3 and in last place in the AFC North at this point in the season. And so the Browns starting to turn some heads and make improvements week after week and starting to believe in themselves. Kudos to Mike Pettine and his staff, Kyle Shanahan and Coach O'Neal, doing a nice job. Chris Tabor with the special teams after what happened 2 weeks ago. So things looking like they're turning around for the Cleveland Browns. We'll see if they can continue this momentum on the road next week at Jacksonville. But a huge, impressive, dominating win that sent all the fans home happy today as the Browns defeat their arch rival, the Pittsburgh Steelers, 31-10. Hope you enjoyed this instant analysis, and it was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444 or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.